You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
I opened my emails this morning to a very interesting report or study that was done by Professor Inez Mayer at UCT suggesting that there is a number that can be attached to the term living wage, and that number doesn't seem to be what we think it might be. Professor Mayer joins me now on the line to take a look at this particular study and how we make sense of it. Good evening, Prof. Thanks so much for taking the time. Living wage, what is that, and how did you get into what would be calculated there, what the methodology was there? Take us through that.
Good evening, and good evening to the listeners. Yes, so the living wage is a concept that is only slowly getting more well-known in South Africa, but it has existed for over 100 years. It was included in the founding documents of the International Labour Organization, in fact, and that goes back to 1919. And so over time, we have lost track of it a little, because at the time, based on the industrial revolutions, it was felt that we needed to ensure that people who work are actually able to use that income to guarantee a humble but decent life for themselves and their family. And so a living wage means that anyone who works should be paid enough to have a decent life, basically.
Prof, when we look at that living wage figure, you did a calculation that suggests that the living wage needed in South Africa would be a net income of 15,000 rand. How did you arrive at that figure, and how does that figure compare to what we know as the national minimum wage?
So that figure is substantially higher than the national minimum wage, and it is important here to consider that the national minimum wage is a legal requirement which allows individuals to survive, really, but barely. So people don't die if they get paid that minimum wage, but it doesn't assist in getting people out of poverty and to help improve people's conditions. The living wage is determined in different ways. There are also different figures for South Africa, and typically they are determined by looking at the cost of living. And so a group of people decide what is required to have a decent life, and then looks at what the cost of these items are and determines a living wage in that way. Whereas our approach is different. Our approach is to say money really is an enabler. Money in itself is not the end goal, but what it enables is for people to have choices. To have choices, for example, over whether they want to stay with a particular employer or not, whether they are able to stay in a neighborhood that works for them, whether they have the quality of housing that they would like. And so we are saying, really, it is about people's quality of life, and quality of life being, are people able to have choice over the areas of life that matter to them? And so we surveyed a bit more than 2,000 people in all provinces in South Africa, and we asked them what is important for you in life, or how important are particular domains. Then we asked to what degree are you able to meet this life domain to the extent that you think would be appropriate. From that, we developed a quality of life index, and we were able to then plot that index against people's incomes. So we also asked individuals, what are your earnings per month? And what we found then is that there is a tipping point. Below that amount, it is impossible for people, on average, to realize, to have choice over what matters to them. And above that amount, it becomes possible, at least, for people to make decisions about important areas of their life. And so a decent quality of life becomes possible. And that amount is roughly 15,000 rand net a month.
That says something very interesting about where the minimum wage is in comparison to where the living wage kind of sits, or kind of benchmarks at this point. Even at 15,000, your study suggests that that amount is still not enough for people to get by on, but it is enough to allow for some choices. What would be a more accurate measure or a more tangible number that people would be able to be to survive on and to be able to have a better quality of life?
So for many who earn much more than that amount, it is difficult to make ends meet. Mm. But that is because we have made choices that are maybe not the best choices financially. We got into debt. We've got car financing. We maybe chose a car that is really above our means. Maybe we don't even need a car. We could use public transport. So these are luxury items. I know for many of us it doesn't feel like this, but they really are. So the 15,000 Rand is the minimum amount required for people to be able to live a humble life, but a decent life, so where they have an area of choice. And so we are saying this is the amount that anyone who works in South Africa full-time should ideally be paid, regardless of their skills, their job, their background.
Should ideally be paid. That's quite an interesting statement there. I think we'll leave it at that, Prof. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Prof. Inez Meyer of UCT on a living wage at 15,000 Rand in South Africa, suggesting that it is three times what the minimum wage is in terms of national regulations.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.